this thing running, and you talked about, you know, the connectedness and so on. Does your vision of connectedness go to the extent of that you sat in that aeroplane because of some sort of karma?
Does now. Now, I mean, as I explained to you in my email the other day, I mean, I've been deeply involved in yoga and Tai Chi for coming up for 30 years. And I'm a long-term practitioner of Tai Chi, and I'm a qualified Kundalini yoga teacher. Mm-hmm. And so my sense of connectedness with all things is intrinsic and deep. At the time, we're going back to the 80s, I probably wouldn't have articulated it as I would now. But, I mean, synchronicity and no such thing as a coincidence and those kinds of things are very... I now would articulate it as synchronicity. I would have just said I've always been a lucky person.
It's probably the same thing.
In a different set of clothes. But I mean, I do believe I am an extraordinarily lucky person, which doesn't mean some catastrophically bad things haven't happened. But
when bad things happen, what happens to Elizabeth?
These days, it's really interesting. I'm so much more resilient than I have ever been. I am an extraordinarily resilient person. I was off at my naturopath the other day, and he explained to me that I have the constitution of an ox.
Okay.
And so, I mean, but none of these things are happenstance. When you live, as mindfully, I live an extraordinarily disciplined life. I have cold showers every day. You know, I do my yoga and I walk and I eat almost exclusively organic food. And you know, I mean, I really build the energy and build the connectedness.
It's not something that happens, it's something that you're part of.
I work on. People say, oh, you've always got so much energy. Well, yes, I eat for energy. I meditate so that I have a balance between that nervous energy and that intrinsic soul energy, you know. And I realised at the time that with an extraordinary amount of energy like mine, and a mind that goes at a million miles an hour all the time, that this, in a very Zen-like or doll-like way, was what I needed. I needed something that would stop the clatter, that would force me to do nothing, but if that meant that I had to do that one, you know, hand movement for a fortnight, then so be it. And so, it was extremely good for me.
So when the clatter stopped, what happened?
Well, it's something that's taken 30 years, really, and even now it's still an achievement for the clatter to go away 4 minutes at a time.
Why is it important for the clatter to go?
Oh, in this kind of an information age, with a brain and a personality like mine, and the penchant to want all of that information, it's absolutely essential. And Yogi Bhajan, who is the primary teacher, says that as we go into this oversaturated age that we're in now, the ability to meditate, in other words, which is you know, Tai Chi is a walking meditation where the movement takes over and the brain becomes balanced. Yoga is a sitting meditation, or you can do walking meditations in yoga, where the brain goes into that state that is just focused on nothing. Think of nothing. You don't actually think of nothing. You either distract the brain with a mantra, or you focus at a particular point in the body. And if we don't do that, we become overloaded. We become our adrenals become depleted. So
it's a replenishing process.
Absolutely.